I love burying bodies, don't you?
Sure is fun.
Bury the lime bag with the body.
No evidence.
No evidence, because if you get evidence, you're boned.
Oh my God, so hard.
Oh my God.
Do I hear a power saw in the background? Is that what that is?
Sure do.
All right, cool.
Hey, have millennials killed the hotel loyalty program? Because I think they have.
That's what I like to know.
What program?
The hotel loyalty rewards program. We like to just go to these, you know, bespoke
Airbnb
little
pop-ups.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm staying in an Airbnb pop-up van tonight. It's pretty sick.
Yeah. Did millennials kill the 9-to-5 workday or just point out that it's dead? No, we were entering the job force at a point when it was extremely difficult to get a job, so we would do anything for our bosses.
Right, yeah.
Thus, we work 24/7.
Yeah, fucking...
So don't you fucking blame us for that one.
I'm an unabashed ageist, so
yeah.
Fuck our elders. That's what I that's how I say.
I got a phone call the other night, Sunday night at like 9 p.m. about some stuff, and I was like...
Wait, what? What, what does that mean?
Type call.
Like a work thing?
Oh, you had somebody be like, we need a script now.
Yeah.
Give us your pilots.
Like, eat shit. Yeah. I'll have it to you by 2 tomorrow afternoon.
I was like, can we talk at like 9 in the morning on Monday? She's like, okay.
Wow.
You just
was that from your
boundaries.
From your agent?
No, this was something else. This was just like, I'm in business, okay? I could be big. It was business.
Yeah, man.
Business thing.
I don't want to get too deep into my business.
You know, we should get too deep into, though, this podcast.
Yes.
Welcome to Did You Reddit, your weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I am Dog Boobs.
And it's my free day.
It is free day. Special announcement. Well, a couple different things. So we are in the midst of trying to fix a bunch of issues that we've been having all the time on every pod, pretty much. We call it charming, but it's also getting annoying. So we just got all new mics. So hopefully this sounds a little bit better, apart from the power saw in the background. we also got a new email for contact. So if you want to contact us, and we have been getting some amazing messages from listeners, which we really appreciate, and hopefully are writing back and replying with haste.
It's literally kept us alive.
It has kept us alive.
We weren't sure if anybody was out there.
Yeah.
And then we got some sick messages, and we're like,
I guess we can keep doing this thing.
Let's get those nice mics.
Invest in them. So now you can hit us up at hi@didyoureddit.com. Or if you still want to hit us up at didyoureddit@gmail.com, you could do that. I think I have a forwarding request on that email, but
an IPOP map, server.
Something like that. Yeah. So now nice. It's hi@didyoureddit.com. Also, we are thank you our good friend Trump Buds, who told us to get a Patreon account, which I think is a good idea. We're gonna get that because to be completely honest, all the money that every dollar that we spend on this podcast literally goes to buying swords for ourselves.
We make back times
and our
friends. Donuts, and that's pretty much it. So we need to expand our operation.
Yeah, we do.
So at some point, I'm going to make a Patreon, and I'll let everybody know on our Facebook page, Did You Reddit? Or again, I don't know how I would get a hold of you this way, but you can get a hold of us at hi@didyoureddit.com. Anyway, okay, so today we're gonna actually follow up on a sub that we actually briefly mentioned last week, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah.
We teased it.
But let's first start out with what happened last week on the front page of Reddit.
Oh shit. Playing a lot of Dream Daddy still, so
haven't been doing the Reddit thing.
I need to get back on. I mean, it is what this podcast is about.
I was just saying. I love that you... eventually, we're going to have to do Dream Daddy, but...
I know.
But right now...
Taking all of your time. Horizons.
Wait, what are you going to do when you're on vacation? You're going to Mexico in like 2 days.
Yeah. Well, I'm going next Wednesday.
Is it going to be like a... How are you going to replicate the Dream Daddy experience?
I am not bringing my laptop.
So you're going to have to go to a cyber cafe?
Yes, exactly. or meet actual daddies who are there with their children.
Right. And coach them into dating.
Exactly.
I think it's a good idea.
But yeah, that's pretty much my life with the dream daddy right now. I think one other thing that's been really big on the internet, obviously, has been the big eclipse that everybody's dropping their panties bullshit, over. Dude.
Yeah, that eclipse was stupid.
Yeah, color me not impressed.
What?
I mean, the only nice thing about the eclipse.
To kill the eclipse, you millennials.
the millennials are trying to kill the eclipse.
Haley's comment.
Was that an article, really?
No.
Okay, I was gonna say. The only thing that came from the eclipse that I sincerely enjoyed. Well, there have been two things. Wow. One was Trump staring directly into the sun.
It's the best photo of.
It's so better, amazing.
It's just so good.
Well, it's like
his little grin, and
I mean, we should have known that was going to happen.
I have the best eyes.
I know. He's so fucking stupid. My favorite part, though, is that Tucker Carlson called that the most impressive thing any president has ever done.
Staring into the sun.
Staring into a solar eclipse.
God. I saw a video the other day about apparently Tucker Carlson's like the new voice of the alt-right.
Oh, he's great.
The new O'Reilly.
Yeah, he's the new O'Reilly, but like the alt-right really fucking loves him because he blames a lot of things on immigrants and like, both legal and illegal.
My God.
I know, predictably. But the other thing, as it pertains to the eclipse, I don't know if you guys know the rapper Joey Badass. But he went on a Twitter kind of, well, during the eclipse, it wasn't a Twitter storm, but he was like, his little Twitter commentary was about staring into the sun. He's like, I'm going to do it for sure. Like, I've done it before, probably. I mean, our ancestors, what did they do when there was an eclipse? Like, they must have stared at the sun. They didn't have glasses.
Yeah.
And then he had to cancel the rest of his tour.
Damn.
Because people were like, he might literally have to get eye. Like, he might have to get his eyes fixed because he stared into the sun and made a big charade about it.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty badass.
It is pretty badass, hence his name.
People are pretty special.
People are really, really special. I mean, yeah, this was a weird week for it because it was, I mean, there were some good memes as it pertains to the eclipse.
Yeah.
I think the best one, obviously, is Trump. But yeah, I think this week was just so fucking dominated by these fucking eclipse posts.
Yeah, nonstop. And I'm sorry, like, I don't think that's that cool.
I mean, it kind of hit every sub too, though. Like, I saw some that was I saw one on Quit Your Bullshit about somebody posting a photo that they had taken in quotes, and it was from Texas, and somebody in their comment was like, bro, we didn't have a full eclipse.
Oh,
you didn't take that photo.
That's right? Not yours, man. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, like, I mean, what do you guys think about the person that takes like this selfie with the eclipse, and the quality is just such shit.
Oh my God.
It's, like, it's as bad as you can get, right? And someone's right. Like super proud because they're like, I was there. And it's like, well, guess fucking what? Everybody in America was there.
Yeah.
Too.
Like,
you're not that special.
Like, are
today.
You that much of a fucking narcissist that you need to be in that picture?
Like, I was the only one that saw it. It was mine.
Mine. I was there.
Not your mine.
This is a pic that will go on forever in my family history because this is your peepaw and I was in front of the eclipse. No one's going to give two shits about that.
Hi, it's your peepaw.
Your peepaw here.
Kids, gather around about the time I was the only one who saw an eclipse.
Show you some pictures from when I was young.
Some very, very grainy, low-res pictures. I tend to, like, go, okay, my, like, iPhone 6, not 6S, camera... probably not as good as NASA's like space
right.
telescope.
Yeah.
So I'm totally. Just gonna like check out their high res pics and just I'm gonna watch.
Yeah,
I mean, was in San Francisco for it, which is a notoriously foggy city,
right?
Especially in the summertime, and so pretty much nobody up there saw the eclipse, and
bless
so there's a
boobs.
Lot of like
thanks
rabbling about like man, I didn't even see it. Like nobody,
that's amazing.
So, like the whole area didn't see it. You had to go to like way inland, so. That was funny to see everyone like bitching about missing it.
Yeah, I also saw there was a lot of commentary about the conspiracy about the eclipse.
Oh, yeah.
Of like NASA selling the glasses and everybody's cashing out on this eclipse and there were a surprising amount of people who were convinced that you can actually stare at an eclipse like it's no big fucking deal. So hopefully the optometry business just fucking skyrocketed this week.
I mean, I would love that if I could get some stylish glasses just because my eyes were damaged during the eclipse.
You know what it makes it like? I didn't understand the logic behind it. I mean, I get it. Like, you're not supposed to stare in the sun anytime.
Well, that was what's so confusing about it. Stare into the sun, period.
That's like the overall point is never stare into the sun for more than like a second. Oh, because you do it occasionally on accident.
I mean, I will say that I don't really understand the science behind not staring into it specifically for an eclipse. Or maybe
that's what I didn't understand either. And I think what they're trying to say is like, because you're going to be looking at this thing that's moving,
you're going to
be staring at it longer than you would ever.
Right.
But just don't stare into the sun ever.
Yeah, right? I guess that's what it is.
But
it's like
really, they say. Because the logic wouldn't make sense. Well, if this thing's blocking the sun, why can't I stare at it? There's no light.
I mean, it's
confusing.
Yeah.
But you're still staring at a sun. So,
but you're staring at a blocked sun.
But that's only if you're in like a very specific place.
Total eclipse.
Yeah. And that's very rare. But even if you're doing that, you're still like the peripheral elements of the sun peeking through that moon.
It's supposed to be hotter temperature than the
it's going to fuck up your eyes still.
Yeah. So anyway,
I didn't know we were so opinionated about the eclipse.
I know, it's interesting.
Didn't mean to launch in this tirade, but
it's been dominating everything for the last 2 weeks, right?
I guess it's not even just like the Reddit sphere. It's kind of
everything, news, everywhere. All day, all the time, and it's like, all right, enough.
Yeah.
Bill Nye, the fake science guy, was out there.
fake science boy. Another thing that happened actually happened yesterday. So we're recording this on Thursday, so hopefully you'll hear this. But H3
a lot of people call it Thirsty Thursday.
Thirsty Thursday.
Ooh, give me a coffee.
So H3 Productions. I don't know if you guys follow them. They're a really popular YouTube channel.
No.
They're fucking funny. It's this guy named Ethan Klein and Leila Lal something. It's his wife, his Israeli wife. They're very hilarious. They do these reaction videos. They do a lot of stuff, but mostly it's like they kind of record the cringiest moments of YouTube and kind of call them out.
That's awesome.
But they were in a really intense copyright / defamation case with this other really shitty YouTuber named Matt Haas, I think, who was like, he like thinks he's good at parkour and like hits on ladies and wears fedoras and kind of like that kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
But they got sued by him, and it was a really big case because it was kind of like what fair use on the internet is. Like H3 won the case. But if they had lost, it would have been a really bad message, and it would have created a really dangerous legal precedent for fair use on the internet. So we use a random sound from a random YouTube video I find every episode to like segue into the pod, and we would potentially be in a position where we'd be sued for that.
Like satire laws, like because we're sort of comedy podcast.
I'm assuming that was probably
20 seconds or maybe 30 seems like a lot.
That does seem like a lot. I'm assuming that was part of the legal argument. Logic. Yeah, the legal argument for
they do it on that. Like the Colbert's and all those shows. Like they'll use a clip as long as it's under a certain amount of time. I think it's passable. But
yeah, I mean, I'm not entirely sure all the legal precedent on this, but
and none of us are lawyers. None of us went to lawyer school.
Yeah, good thing. Too bad we don't have Lemon Party. MD/JD.
Yeah.
To speak on that. He's still in Uganda.
Meyer and Associates. Remember those cowboy guys? Oh, what were they called? They had the hats.
They had the hats?
They had the big cowboy hats. They broke up.
Well, was it like a law firm or a band?
Oh, no. They were a law firm.
Okay.
Shit. Which ones?
They broke up.
Selena and Barnes.
Oh, Bender and Bender, duh.
Oh, Bender and Bender, obviously.
Yeah, Bender and Bender, they had the cool cowboy hats.
Myers.
There's this guy?
Of course.
Yeah,
so were they bros? How did they break up?
I think maybe Selena and Barnes broke up. Is that true?
That sounds like a...
I don't think they did.
Sounds like an HBO documentary waiting to happen.
Right? or a Lifetime movie.
Yep, Selena and Barnes breakup turns nasty amid poaching claims.
When is it dated?
Poaching claims.
This was July 25th, 2017. So this is hot news.
This is after my dealings with them.
Oh, you were dealing with them?
I was dealing with them.
Don't wait. Call 8.
We got to hear that.
What kind of accident? Head on, rear end, or T-bone? The attorneys at Selena and Barnes are ready to help 24/7. And with their no-fee promise, you don't pay unless they win. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Don't wait.
I just want to hear that song.
Sorry, I was so distracted because your beautiful wife is bringing us coffee in real time.
She is?
Wow, what a nice jingle.
What a nice jingle.
Isn't it?
Really sad to see an empire fall, you know? It's like watching the fill-in-the-blank Game of Thrones reference that I really can't pull from my head right now.
Oh my god, yeah, like this week's big spoiler. Did you guys watch?
Are you serious? Or
yeah.
How did you make time to watch that when you were playing Daddy Dater 3D?
Last night I got home from work and I decided, I was like, I am going to buy all of the face masks and self-care materials and I'm going to sit on my ass and I'm going to watch Game of Thrones. So I put like plastic booties on my feet filled with snail oil that's supposed to moisturize them.
It takes the foot cheese out, right?
Oh, yeah. I put the same thing on my hands.
Whoa.
I put a giant mask on my face. And then when that came off, I put another one on my face and I peeled that one off. Whoa. Then I put another one on my face. That one comes off. Then I put the eye ones on. It was just great. All the while watching all that shit go down.
I was going to say, you looked 6 years old this morning when I saw you.
Did I? Yeah, that's my goal.
Yeah.
Edging on 7, maybe.
Good. Yeah. I'm like trying.
You look like a third grader. And it's, but
pretty
your face looks
much
like a third grader, but your height and like style
mine is being like 6 feet
tall.
More of
like a teenager.
Yeah. I think that's totally my aesthetic.
I think,
gangly 6-year-old.
That's a good look. I think you should bring it back.
She looks like a 6-year-old, but
with
she's
Marfans?
Tall. She's just really tall.
Do you think Marfans. She has
Marfans? And she like has a lap. She got her own laptop.
If I ever have a kid, actually, you should tell Charlie about Marfans early so that he can start spreading weird rumors around his schools.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Be like, all the kids that have gnarly growth spurts be like, hey, whoa, that kid's probably good at basketball. And Charlie could be like, no, he has Marfans. He literally Marfans, can't bro. Play. It'll yeah. kill him.
No.
That's the new way to bully is like yeah. just
accuse people of vague diseases.
Yeah. And act like fake concerned. Like, I'm really worried yeah. about you, dude.
Uh-huh, you have rickets.
Oh, my God.
All the kids are going to be like, what's rickets?
Google it.
Yeah.
WebMD that.
Right. Anyway, wow. So
there's the one kid that says like, my mom died of rickets.
Oh yeah.
But it's all just a joke.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
I remember that.
Where you
you like ruin people's jokes, but
yeah, you're like, my mom has no arms.
Yeah.
And like, oh, yeah.
I did that once in middle school.
How did you
there were these two
someone?
Guys that were like bragging in science class about how fast
about how
they were going
they
and how they weren't even caring about how fast they were driving in our small town.
Oh,
and I was
those
like,
guys.
Just so you know, my grandfather died in a high-speed car crash. And then I just turned around and they were like, silence.
Oh, you got him.
It was, and everybody tells me that's bad karma to kill someone in your family fake, but I don't think it is. I don't believe in that shit.
Well, if it was bad karma, then you probably already wasted it all on your back problems.
Exactly.
So you're probably back to square one.
I paid for it.
You're back to zero.
Yeah, was your
my grandfather died in a high-speed drag race.
So I really prefer you not to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, my grandpa was in Dukes of Hazzard. He died a bloody death.
If you guys were more respectful.
That's so cool. All
right, we should talk about the sub for the day. So, all right, so
good warm up.
Yeah. I feel got the vocal cords moving. All right, so today. So today we're going to go over a pod that we randomed it last week, right? And it was just so compelling.
Yes.
And we were actually going to do another episode today, but we're going to save it for when DaBoobs is back from Mexico, because we have a really exciting surprise, hopefully.
Yes.
Anyway, so this one, today we're going to go over My Friend Wants to Know.
My Friend Wants to Know.
So if you're keeping score at home, it's reddit.com/r/ My Friend Wants to Know, spelled out exactly what you'd think. The acronym here is MFWTK, and each of the posts starts that way. And so this sub is dedicated to people who have a friend who just wants to know about a thing that they're going through, but it's just a friend, so
yeah,
they're just, you know, they need it for the friends. They can, like, let their friend know, you know?
Here's what the sidebar says. Does your friend want to know something? Well, this is the place for you. I mean him. Ask away.
It's perfect.
It's perfect. Amazing.
It's simple. Yeah. It's elegant.
It is. And so this is, you know, I think this ask Reddit or anything where you're kind of, you're embracing, Jill, you goddess of the earth. Oh, this is already more than enough.
Do you want one?
Oh, I would love one. Man, she's an angel. I just have to say,
Jill, my Friday is just pulling out all the stops today.
Ms. Friday is the best. Hey, real quick sidebar.
Okay,
I bought the gravity blanket. Have you guys heard of this thing?
I have not heard of that.
Wait, my friend wants to know: is it for kids with autism?
The gravity
blanket. That's a good way. That's a great way to ask.
I'm trying to.
I think originally it was for kids with autism.
The gravity blanket?
Gravity blanket. It's based on the concept and the technology that Temple Grandin created with the cow hugging machines. How, right. Like, feeling in hospitals, nurses use weighted blankets all the time because feeling that body weight pushing you down actually feels like a hug.
Right.
Which is proven to release dopamine into your brain, and you become more relaxed, less anxious, and you sleep so well.
So you're in, like, a pretty serious self-help mode right now.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm all about self-help.
You're trying to fix everything. Is there a commercial for the gravity blanket?
They have a website. I'll send it to you guys because it's really cool. They come in three different weights, 15, 20, and I think 35 or something. And you have to pick the one based on your weight, but it's like,
right,
people say,
it's too
and it's
heavy,
expensive.
If you weigh 98 pounds soaking wet.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
The blanket weighs 98 pounds. We got trouble.
It's just amazing.
Cause it'll kill you.
It'll just kill you.
It's literally just wait. It's just waiting on you.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh yeah. That sounds amazing.
Uh-oh. Here comes a coffee.
You're number one. Thank you so much.
Okay, so let's go over the stats for My Friend Wants to Know.
Do that.
Boobs, do you want to do it?
So there are 32,010 friends who want to know.
I love that.
51 friends are currently reading. The rules are pretty simple. Nothing is not safe for work. You're a grown up. You can be responsible for your own delicate sensibilities. And don't be an idiot. So that's pretty straightforward.
Well, what is the don't be an idiot, though? Because I think that this is partly predicated on being an idiot, right? I mean, that's kind of the point of...
It kind of is.
Yeah, I mean, I read that as like, we're here to answer some real questions for people who really want to know.
But are too embarrassed to ask.
Which then, like, the top five of all time are, like, pretty dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's true. People are being reinforced for being an idiot to be great.
I mean, but that's so it, when you would use this in real life, though, if you'd be like, oh yeah, my friend wants to know, like, you have to have a little bit of acting chops.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to be like, oh man, like, you know, I met up with this guy from college the other day.
Yeah.
And we were having this chat and I hadn't seen him in a long time. Oh. And he was telling me that he has this, like, weird lump on his ball, dude. And
yeah,
I, like,
he's just like,
and I didn't want, like, so my, I guess my friend wants to know if this is an issue, like, what would you tell him?
Yeah.
And then whoever you're asking about that specific ball problem,
you need to go to a doctor.
Yeah, you go to a doctor.
No, but no, it's my friend.
Yeah.
I'll tell my friend.
No, it's not me. It's like, did you not hear my story? It's this guy from college, and it's like a,
that's actually
really funny if you set up.
What kind of doctor should I tell him to go to, though, specifically? No.
Is that an oncologist? Is that what that is?
Cancer, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Which doesn't fit the word. You know, like, it's that one that, I don't know. I feel like they come up with a better name that sounds scarier or something, like.
Cancer doc?
Yeah, like death doctors or
the mortician.
Yeah, like the skull and bones. Like, that shouldn't be a fraternity that at Yale. That should
That should be the name of a ward at a hospital.
Yeah, something like.
Why would anybody want to go there?
Because they're.
But they should do that. Instead of doing it for the cancer wing, though, they should do it for, like, the ear infection or something.
Yeah.
It's just like, this is what we call the death ward.
The death ward. Yeah, well, I mean, getting an ear infection does feel pretty shitty.
It feels shitty, but it's like, or like, that's where you go when you have, like, a pretty bad hangnail. Right. So you have to go to the skull and bones ward.
Right.
But yeah, my friend has this bad hangnail. Like, where would you suggest he goes?
What is a hangnail? Is that just like a ripped?
I don't know what it technically is. I think it's probably a combination. I think there are probably two different kinds of hangnails. One being like when your nail is kind of, it literally gets kind of cut off and it gets all in an awkward place.
When I was a teenager or like even younger.
And the other one would just be your skin. But
hangnails were popular comedy fodder like in the 90s, like quicksand, hangnails.
Like Seinfeld used it a lot?
Yeah, it was just like around. I just haven't. People don't talk about it anymore.
It's so weird.
I mean, they were.
Why was
they're pretty annoying?
Yeah, and
they're not ideal.
No, and they haunt you for like a week and a half.
Yeah,
you use your hands so much that hangnails like apt to get infected.
I'm just saying they're not trending on social meds. So.
That's true.
Maybe we get a meme going about.
You know
hangnails.
Who doesn't have a hangnail right now because she used snail oil is DeBoots.
My hands are perfect now.
And your feet are cheeseless.
Yeah.
So what part of your, was it only your face and your limbs?
Yeah, face, limbs.
So the rest of your body just looks like a.
Just a complete garbage.
Yeah, like a Garbage Pail Kids cartoon.
Mm-hmm.
But it's your like face and body
my
feet, is.
My feet, my hands, and my face are pristine. Everything underneath is covered in grime and like feminine odor.
Okay. So. All right.
That's why you got to keep that denim suit on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got to keep the denim suit on.
I'll do whatever I want. Thank you.
Boobs
is just in vacation mode right now.
Sorry, I want a vacation.
Mental vacation mode with all that sassafras. What are you going to be doing in Mexico? My friend wants to know what you're going to be doing in Mexico.
Does your friend want
to
know?
Yeah, I was talking to my friend from college the other day, and he was like, your friend is going to Mexico? Like, what is she going to do?
Right?
What are her tendencies in Mexico? Is she like... My friend wants to know, like, are you into clubs?
Snorkeling? Snorkeling, maybe.
My friend wants to know, like, do you want to go to the tortilla factory and see how they do it?
No. Okay, so I'm going for
a tour of the National Tortilla Factory.
I'm going for a full week. I'm staying in a resort right on the sand.
Oh.
So we open our door and we're on the beach.
Hedonism.
I'm going with two of my girlfriends, my college roommates.
I mean, Bryson's not going?
No, he's not.
That's fucking bullshit.
I know.
Dude.
Are you guys going to sandals?
It's not sandals, but I will go to sandals one day. But this one is just going to be a week long. I mean, the place is Mexico's cheap AF.
Yep.
The place that we're staying at looks like a fucking beautiful mansion. You open the open doors. There are these like beautiful sofas and lounges. And then we have our very own plunge pool so that at the end of the day, we can just make margaritas or have tequila sitting in our own private pool.
And plunge.
Yeah. Then we wake up in the morning.
That's a great word.
Scamper out onto the sand, jump in the ocean. The water is completely clear.
Catch a bluefin.
That's all I want to do. I don't want to bring my computer. I don't want to bring... I'm not doing work when I'm there. Like, it's just going to be
that's a vacation,
pure
man.
Vacation.
That's meant to be. That's how a vacation's supposed to be.
A little digital detox, huh?
Yeah, man.
Digital detox. This would be a good opportunity to research the island, see if we can buy one for a chiropractor.
Yes.
Chiropractor. We talked about it on the pod, right?
Yeah, we tried to buy the island next to Fire Island.
Oh, that's right.
To be their chiropractors.
Yeah. Chiropractors?
It's called Better Than Fire Island.
It could be anything, man. You could say that this is the name of New Jersey. It'd probably still apply.
That's instead here's of a, New here's Jersey, a good it's question. Better than New Jersey. That's like the new.
It's better
new.
Than Fire Island. Everything is just called Better Than Fire Island now.
That's what New York or New Jersey.
That's kind of what they're. Yeah,
that's
their
what
intention.
They're saying, right? They're like, it's the new version of.
We're improving on the old shit that sucked.
Yeah,
yeah.
Here's an interesting thing. Creative. Someone's friend was curious about. My friend would like to know if she can buy sex toys with a Visa gift card without the purchases being traced back to the person who gave her the gift card.
Ooh,
oh, definitely. That's a pretty good... I mean, why would anybody get a receipt for what you right? used your gift card for?
Yeah, that person's a fucking idiot.
And by the way, yeah, fudge that person.
Her friend right is an idiot.
Ears.
I know, that's what, that's what I meant.
Comment is completely anonymous. Happy masturbating. So that's great.
Well, that's kind of the point of those things, right? It's like, I'm going to pay you without anybody knowing that there was an exchange here.
Yeah.
It's not cash, but it's basically cash. And if you want to buy drugs on Silk Road, I mean, they take the cards.
They take Bitcoin, but you could probably buy Bitcoin, with your Visa card.
True. Yeah, there's a guy down at the shop and say if you could trade for in the parking lot.
Even though Bitcoin right now is almost $5,000 for one Bitcoin.
That means your Bitcoin dollars have gone up, right?
I didn't have any Bitcoin dollars. I have Ethereum.
Oh, that's which like is the, different. The new version.
Yeah, but it's the same. The same logic applies. Both of them are.
Part of me wants you to get rich off of it, but part of me wants you to get poor. And just because, like, it's
just because it's
exciting,
a crackpot industry. Yeah.
My God, I hope you make a million, but I'm also like, it'd be cool to see you lose it all.
I mean, I don't have enough to lose it all, but I have enough to where, like, if I bought 5 Ethereum, whatever dollars or whatever the fuck they're called, and if I would have bought
bucks,
5 Ethereum bucks. And if I would have bought, so I bought them at when it was like at 200, right? So if
200 per buck.
If I would have bought 5 Bitcoin when they were at 200 a pop, I would be
5 times 5,000
air.
So 5,000.
I know. So I'm kind of like, hey, bring it on, Ethereum. Because if it goes down, it's like betting on a horse that like has a pretty good prospect.
No, I think it's a smart bet. Like you lose $1,000, but you stand to win $20,000. I mean, it's a good bet.
It's a good bet.
Better than this McGregor fight coming up this weekend.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
Chicken wings, nachos.
Where are you
football watching
that? By the way,
I don't know. We should talk about it.
We should talk about that.
Because I'm pretty excited for it. I like these big spectacles.
I like them too. I just kind of like the opportunity to eat wings with my friends.
Oh, dude, I go to Costco. Here's what I do, listeners. I get down to Costco, right? I buy 100-pack of brats. Because I'm about to eat
100-pack of brats.
Oh, yeah. And I just cook those suckers up. And then I get twisted.
100-pack of brats.
I wear a tank top the whole day.
Oh, my God.
In short shorts.
Ooh, I've got a good one. Here, maybe this could be...
Yeah, we keep wandering aimlessly.
This could be a really
we got to stop doing this.
I think this could be a really good way to have a discussion about these ones.
I like this.
So the title, we'd go the title, and then we all go around and give our answer, and then we go see what the comments say.
I love that. Okay. I love that idea. And then we talk about the McGregor fight.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. So my friend wants to know how to hide a body. Who wants to go first on this one?
Okay. So I have experience with this issue. Mm-hmm. I don't have experience with this issue, but I used to wander around on the deep web, not in a sketchy way. I wouldn't like transact, but
curiosity.
I was doing a journalist thing, right? I was writing a piece and,
oh yeah.
And, I remember there was, I found a post of somebody going very in deep about how you do that. Exactly. Yeah. I don't remember all the details, but if I could do it, I think, so let's think about some of the better options. Let's think about some of the popular options. So people like acid vat.
Yeah.
I don't know where you would get acid, so that causes a problem.
Yeah. You'd have to have a chemistry teacher gone bad
what
in your
section
life.
Is that that thread in? Sorry.
Oh, this one is...
top?
It's top of all time.
Huh.
And it is...
I did not see it.
Number 7.
Actually, shit, you know what I would do? Mm-hmm. I would take, I mean, we live right by the ocean. So I would do the concrete on the ankles on a chain.
Okay.
So you have to buy like some kind of a chain ankle slavery system kit.
And that then
you can get at Walmart.
the slavery kit from Walmart.
Yeah, the chain, ball and chain ankles so they can't run away.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I would probably do that and then go, not insanely deep, but I would like go for a nice excursion between here and Catalina.
That sounds nice.
I think you're pretty safe that body never gets found. I mean, that ocean's full of sharks and crabs.
It's full of so much shit, dude.
I heard there's a Kraken out there.
There's a Kraken.
Here's what I'd do.
Okay.
Ooh, she seems like she knows.
I know what I'm going to do. And it's really disturbing, so NSFW, everyone. If you have kids in the room, ask them to leave.
Yes. I love when people say that.
If there are kids in the room, listen to this. Charlie, cover your ears.
Close your ear holes.
Ear muffs.
I think what I would do is, if I had this body in my house, first of all, I'm going to assume that I was smart enough to kill this person in the shower.
Oh, okay.
Because if it's in the carpet, it's in the carpet.
Yeah, you're fucked.
Okay?
Got to move.
So he's in the bathtub.
He or she?
He.
Okay. Oh. Very definitive.
No offense. Yeah. But it's more so because I wouldn't murder anybody unless they did me wrong. So this would be, in my mind, someone who came in to do me wrong and I in turn killed him. But then I don't know why I couldn't just call the police. This is how I'm going to kill a body.
Okay.
Okay. Then, as much as I wouldn't like this because I don't have a stomach for it, I would cut him into a lot of small pieces.
How small are we talking here?
We're talking like baseball sized.
Oh, whoa, okay.
So hand, small.
I'd say that's
wrist,
like 40 pieces.
Oh yeah.
It's a lot of work.
Maybe
it's
60 pieces.
It's a lot of work. But then you fill up the tub with water so it gets a little mushy.
Okay.
Then you take each thing and put it in one of those really good juicers.
Oh, like a slow masticating juicer.
Yeah.
Not
like
a Vitamix. But
what are the ones that all the hipsters have now?
Vitamix.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
put
a blender.
Each chunk into a Vitamix.
Yeah.
Blend it up, pour it into the toilet, flush it.
Nice.
That's interesting. So you're,
you would
you're,
never find it.
You're talking like,
or
like I got a 4-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or if you're trying to pack on a couple ounces of protein, you just eat the body. You drink it.
Yeah,
we're talking. I mean, if I would have murdered somebody, I probably would be feeling pretty fucking lawless at that point.
True.
I feel like my sense of morality might be out the door, so I might even just be like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's see what it tastes like.
I don't think it's you. I'm down for a little nib. I think.
But I'm also bad at cooking. I can't even make chicken, so I don't know how I would be able to do that. I'd get lupus or something.
Did you know that there was a Japanese.
It tastes terrible. My friend told me.
Did you know there was a famous asexual Japanese man who cut off his own genitalia and then legally cooked it up and served it to a group of people at 100 or at 200 yen a pop? And they had a dinner party of eating his dick in front of him.
How much is 200 yen?
It's about 200 bucks.
Oh, really?
10 bucks?
I don't know.
It can't.
It's like, yeah,
no, 200 yen is like 20 bucks, right?
Yeah.
Well, then it was $200.
Let's not get focused on the wrong thing here.
My friend wants to know the conversion rate of yen to dollars is.
My friend's bad at conversion rates.
Ew.
Isn't that gross,
that sounds
though?
Gross. So what about you, Fried? How would you dispose of a person?
So, like, it's a bad person. They came to your house. They were trying to rob you.
Mm-hmm.
You did a shimmy shake. They fell, they hit their head on the corner, they're dead. Like, you didn't really, like, go out of your way to murder someone, but now you got this dead body.
See, that would call the police in that circumstance.
Say, right before he died, what if he holds up a floppy disk and he says, "Don't try anything stupid, Friday. I have pictures of kiddie porn on this."
Yeah, I've photoshopped.
And it's all over your computer.
I photoshopped your head onto kiddie porn all over this floppy disk. No.
I love that gets so weird. It's like, first it starts with like, I have put a virus of kiddie porn on your computer, and you're just like, fuck, I gotta kill this guy. And then it's like, but each of them has your face photo imposed on the face, and then you're just like, what?
I mean, there's metadata and stuff.
I mean, you probably didn't need to go to that next step. You probably could have
What would I do?
I feel like in that circumstance, I would just call the police. I wouldn't even call the police. I would just tell my friends. I'd just be like, this weird thing happened yesterday.
Yeah.
To my friend.
This guy photoshopped my head onto kiddie porn.
Yeah.
You're
and he was
screwed.
Just in my house, and he was like sending me a bunch of loose threats, but like, I don't know. It's just it was weird, dude.
What would I do like right this second? We don't live by the ocean anymore. I think just for.
Oh, so you're saying new situation.
New situation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is the problem with this situation. If you're going to murder somebody. I feel like I am only going to murder somebody in a controlled environment where I know exactly how I can dispose of the body.
Dexter style?
It's not going to be an act of passion.
No. I mean, if it's an act of passion, I feel like I'm like, then I'm not going to be lucid enough to figure out how to do my plan anyway.
Right.
An act of passion makes it sound nice, you know, like, ooh.
Light some candles.
Chocolates.
Candles. Or, you know what you could also do? What if you... Actually, this is Friday's turn. But I was going to say you can put them in concrete in your front yard, like you're doing some landscaping, and you're just like, I needed to redo my yard, and
that's
then you put
done.
Him in there, and
that's
then people
done,
are
though.
Just like, where did Jeff go? And be like, I don't know, never heard of him.
Jeff's in my foundation.
That shit's been done, though. And if you'd last been seen at your place, they have technology to look underneath.
I think that's called sledgehammer.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They have technology.
I got a good one because every Monday morning, guess who shows up in my alleyway? The garbage man.
Oh.
So what I do is
kill the garbage man.
I kill the garbage man. I take his truck. I joyride all over
town. But now you don't know how to get to the dump.
That's right. Where's the dump?
You shouldn't have killed him so fast.
I should have held him hostage and then killed him. And then I have two bodies.
It's getting messy.
I go to the garbage man. And I say, hey, garbage man, how do you want to make $50 the hard way? Why don't you dump this body for me?
Now you have a witness, dude.
Damn, my friend wants to pay you $50.
You're not a good murderer.
No, so I think if you took Dog Boobs' approach and you chopped up your body into pieces, you know, they don't even need to be that small.
No.
And then you spray painted them all.
Put them into a wood chipper.
You spray painted them all camouflage color. Right?
Interesting.
Where's this going?
Very curious where you're going.
Then I put them in my green bin.
All right.
Okay.
Like it's mulch.
Oh, interesting.
And then I just walk away.
What if it starts to stink?
Just walk away.
And the problem handles itself.
It's going
to
start
to
smell.
And then by the time it goes to wherever those mulch piles go, they get mulched up, man. It becomes
one with the earth.
Your grass's fertilizer.
That's true.
So you could hypothetically be playing on your friend Teddy's dead corpse.
That's true.
That's pretty wild.
I mean, it's too bad that you probably get caught pretty quickly after doing this because these are all pretty fun, innovative ideas.
Yeah.
That I'd love to like see in practice and see which one works the best, you know?
Agreed.
I mean, I have the spray paint now.
Okay.
I mean, we could.
On Monday, we kill the garbage man. Is that where this was? I don't remember.
No, we need the garbage man to take it to the dumps.
No, I thought we'd go on a joyride.
Oh, right.
And we have to search for the dump on the GPS.
Google Maps.
Takes us to a strip club in City of Industry.
It would be pretty fun to show up to a strip club in a garbage truck with your garbage man outfit on, all stinking like garbage juice. Right. Being like, give me your finest lap dance.
That'd be pretty cool.
Here's a $5
bill. Just killed a man. I don't actually work for these guys. I would like a lap dance, please.
I'd like to go into a strip club with a bunch of $2 bills and then have the cashier break them into ones.
Yeah.
Oh,
be like, hey.
Or be that nerd that gives strippers $2 bills and be like,
I'm a high roller.
Yeah, they still make these.
So what's the answer on the actual thing?
The top answer is, and I think it might be from a movie that I haven't seen. Apparently, the best thing to do is cut up a corpse into 6 pieces and pile it all together.
6. Interesting.
And when you got your 6 pieces, you got to get rid of them because there's no good leaving it in the deep freeze for your mom to discover.
British.
Now, is it? I think it's from the movie Snatch. Then I hear the best thing to do is feed them to the pigs.
Oh, right.
You got to starve the pigs for a few days. Then the sight of a chopped up body will look like curry to a piss head. You got to shave the heads of your victims, pull out all their teeth for the sake of the piggy's digestion. You should do this afterwards, of course, but you don't want to go sieving through pig shit, do you? They will go through the bone like butter. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely Snatch.
That's from Snatch. So I actually
I fucking love that movie.
That's a great movie, but I'm going to move on to the next one.
Yeah. I mean, I will say...
Yeah, that's a total rip job, man.
Yeah.
Total rip job. I think that... I think letting an animal devour it is probably the move.
It's a good idea.
I don't know. I think it's a bad call because they never finish everything and they drag the bones all over. Like, that bone ends up on grandma's front steps.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like, look what I got you. I got you a gift.
I'm being a little arrogant here and saying that my ocean idea is pretty fucking
good.
It
is good.
You're the first guy in the world to think of dumping a body in the ocean.
I am the first. I'm the only guy that saw the eclipse.
If you make a fucking smoothie out of it and you pour it little by little down the toilet, no one will ever fucking
That's
find
true.
It.
I like your smoothie idea. And I like, you know, on like the 10th pour, you would definitely take a sip.
Well, yeah. probably looks like strawberry banana at that point.
Yeah, that's true. Probably tastes like it too, actually.
And if you're just trying to put on mass, like muscle mass, it's perfect.
Yeah, that's a very good point.
Some people are being pretty basic in the comments. Burn the flesh off and bleach the bones and give the skeleton to a local science teacher.
I mean, that's a great idea.
That has been done by H.H. Holmes.
Oh my God.
Plastic barrel hydraulic acid.
See, how the fuck do you... I don't know how you get your hands on hydraulic acid.
I don't either.
At least like you can get concrete, you can get a fucking knife.
Like
like, hey, Jim's going to the forest.
I'm opening probably an going incognito camping, tab right? and saying where to buy hydraulic acid.
You're on a list.
My friend wants to know how to buy.
I'm incognito, man.
My friend wants to know how to buy hydraulic acid.
Is it hydrochloric acid?
Hydrochloric acid.
You can just get toilet bowl cleaner, my friend.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that all it is?
That's all it is.
Wow. Well, they should really spell that out on the...
We could get a ton at Home Depot if we needed it.
I think if you go into Home Depot and you go, I'm going to get 100 barrels of toilet bowl cleaner. I think somebody... Actually, it's Home Depot. They would have no idea.
They wouldn't care.
Somebody somewhere, like the manager, would be like, I read this in a manual somewhere.
I saw this in Breaking Bad.
There's some really good questions in the top of all time. All
right, let's get a couple more.
Yeah, let's do it.
I loved that one though. So let's keep that format though. So ask the question, we all answer it, and then we get the answer.
Oh, I've got a good one
from
too.
The peanut
after
gallery.
You go. For it.
There's a lot of funny ones. Well, I'm just gonna skip down to how to tell a woman. My friend wants to know.
Mm-hmm.
How to tell if a woman is faking an orgasm.
Oh my God, that's the one I have pulled up.
I feel like it's a hot topic. And this is kind of like is there a G-spot? It's one of these elusive things.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Nobody really has an answer to.
So how to tell if a woman is faking an orgasm?
So I feel
you guys
like
go first.
We should go first because Boobs has insider info.
Yeah, my friend wants to know.
My friend wants to know this. Because
I always orgasm. Everybody does. The best every time.
Yeah.
And I'm the only guy that's out of the eclipse.
The girls I'm with are always telling me it's the best.
So this isn't about me.
No.
This has never happened to me because the girls always orgasm.
And he's always like, she seems really bored during sex.
So
he asked me and I was like asking you. Guys,
so I would say this depends on the girl, and if her personality is dramatic,
all chicks aren't the same, dude.
All chicks aren't the same.
I'm not saying
it depends on the girl, like whether or not they have an orgasm. I'm saying if this is a girl who has a propensity to be dramatic, it's going to be tough to tell because she's probably good at faking it.
She's probably
a
good actress.
She's been faking it since she came out of the womb.
Right, but if it's a regular Daria. And
she's not going to give you an inch.
She's not going to give you much. So,
when it happens for real, you know.
So I think I would say, how to tell if a girl fakes an orgasm. I think it's all about the after sex, right? Because afterwards, if she isn't stoked, then you're like something's not right here.
Yeah.
Right.
Or if she doesn't pass gas afterwards, right?
Oh, is that the thing?
That's a sign.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Okay. Obviously. Yes.
Which one of us is married here? Yeah.
Which one of us has a kid?
I guess I'll take your word for it.
No, yeah, I think that's a good call. Like, the energy level afterwards should be like, you know, when you have an orgasm, there's like an oxytocin release.
Right.
You're supposed to feel like a little bit high and really relaxed and calm.
You should feel like a person-shaped pancake.
You should feel like a person-shaped pancake, but like an undercooked person-shaped pancake. Right? Like not a stiff
nice,
one.
Soft, limp,
like
undershaped,
gooey,
or human
under a
pancake.
Gravity blanket.
Yeah. Under a gravity blanket.
And like with a glob of butter on it.
Yeah.
So if the girl like afterward, she's like, I'm going to go for a run. You're like, that's a sign.
You faked it.
That's a sign.
Right.
All
right.
Oh, I'm going to be
I'm
like
gonna go
spin
hit up Chick-fil-A
class.
And then, yeah, you're like,
okay, I guess it was good for me.
All right, Boobs, what do you think? What's
the
insider tip?
I feel like it does come back
to... Are we correct?
No, I think you guys are touching on some good things.
Guys,
I think that a lot of it has to do with the girl. Like, some girls are insecure, and they will wail and make all the noise they need to make, and it's like almost... They almost like get off on the performance of it.
Yeah.
And that's great. I mean, if you're getting joy out of that too, that's totally cool.
You know what they say, fake it till you make it, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah. But I think if you're not communicating with your partner, then you're doing yourself a disservice. So for those girls out there listening in our fan base.
I don't think we have any, just for the record. Okay.
If you have any friends that maybe are wondering about how to orgasm with you better,
right.
Just communicate. She probably likes something that you're not doing, and she's too shy to tell you.
Chick-fil-A,
yeah. Y'all.
This segment brought to you by Chick-fil-A.
I also think there is a physiological thing that you can't fake.
Right.
Where when that really happens, it's like you aren't even in control of your muscles anymore. And it's like, it's like,
right.
And if that's not happening.
Is that when they pass the gas?
Yeah, that's when you rip a huge fart.
Yeah.
If you're a girl.
<That's> really...
I know chicks.
That is. I know chicks.
Yeah, he knows.
I know how this works.
He makes them fart.
Case closed.
I saw the
Tell your friends what Frida said.
He makes them fart 60% of the time, every time.
All right. So what's the answer in the.
Okay. So the top answer here is. If you guys have, this one is ignoring the fact that it's his friend asking.
Okay.
If you guys have a close relationship, you should talk to her about it. If she is faking it, she may feel like she needs to in order to make you happy. Personally, I don't think I've ever had an orgasm during sex with my boyfriend or fiance, but it feels amazing just the same. For women, sex isn't really about the orgasm. It's about the ride. Well, that's not true. I know men focus on coming, but girls just like the feeling of sex in the first place and normally don't. This is bullshit.
This is a very positive person.
This person, I gotta say, is full of shit.
I love how people answer these questions like it.
I know.
Like
women don't even actually need orgasm, so don't worry about it.
Yeah,
they just love they love the sex part. They love just getting rammed.
Yeah.
I wish
like, what?
Yeah.
was the top answer after that the guy being like, it's not me, it's my friend.
I didn't. I wish. Yeah.
The answer you're talking about is that guy has just only watched porn.
Here, I think, is a better answer.
Girls just love it doing with other girls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tons of girls and then one lucky guy. Yeah. That's all in cheerleader outfits.
That answer is the equivalent of being like girls don't need to orgasm. Just putting a tampon in there is pleasurable for them.
Yeah, that's true.
My God. That's some fucking.
That's some not real. That's some fake news.
Mike Pence shit.
That is fake fucking news. This one makes way more sense. When a woman climaxes, usually her vaginal wall will convulse a lot involuntarily, to the point where you can feel it on you when she does. These spasms can be controlled and forced, of course, but it's pretty obvious if a girl is faking it or not. The perfect way to prevent her from even thinking about it is regular communication with your partner to find out exactly what she likes or dislikes.
Right.
That's the answer right there.
I mean, the other thing I would say is if you're a guy and she's faking it early in the experience, or she's doing that early in the experience,
she wants
either she wants out or it's probably real.
Because
if it's like late in the game and she does that, then she's probably like, all right, time's up.
It's not going to happen.
We got to fucking get out of this shit. But if it's like,
that's true.
4 minutes in, you're like, wow,
you're like,
okay,
shit, girl.
Maybe this is real.
You had
right?
a stressful day.
Stressful day. All right. So let's get another one.
All right.
I like this game.
Yeah, this is good.
There's a lot of silly ones and then also a couple good ones.
So should we do a silly or a serious?
Let's try a serious one.
All right, let's do a serious and then we'll do a silly.
Do you want to pick it?
This one says, why is it? This was, I'm actually really curious about this one. And it doesn't need to be my friend wants to know at all, but my friend wants to know, why is it not okay to drive with headphones on?
Okay.
But you can drive legally if you're deaf.
Hmm.
I feel like anybody could ask that question. It would have been safe.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
But I do. Before.
My friend wants to know.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, we're not.
Yeah.
You can ask this question.
I feel like my take on that.
That's amazing.
My take on that is that a person who's listening to headphones has an additional stimulus.
Yeah, I think that's
that is
right.
distracting them. Whereas a deaf person never hears, so their other senses are very,
they're heightened.
You know, yeah, they're super heightened.
They can see ultrasound.
I think the ultimate like argument against headphones is sirens and things like it's so in your ear you can't hear like other things going around you.
Yeah, but I also have that problem with like when I listen to loud music and sometimes
earbuds.
Even just like listening to anything, you will not hear a siren behind you.
If, yeah,
I think it's just a matter of awareness. I think when you're wearing headphones, it is a very clear sign that you're not 100% dedicated to driving.
But you can legally wear one headphone in and not, so it's not two, it's one.
Yeah. Right?
So you know, like, so they want one ear open.
A little bud.
And like you can have a Bluetooth, which is one ear, which is popular. It's coming back, Bluetooth. But I don't know, a lot of cars don't have Bluetooth capability set up, right?
Older cars.
So like you need a headphone. I think it's ultimately just safe to hold your phone and talk. Like it's not that big of a deal to hold your phone and talk, I think.
I agree.
But
this okay. I think we're all in consensus on that one. That's a very strange my friend
yeah,
wants to know.
It is.
That just made me laugh because it's not one that your friend needs to know.
Like my friend wants to know, what's your favorite comedian?
Yeah.
It's like,
because I don't want to, you know, be on the line here. Yeah. If I tell you mine is Bill Burr.
You're right.
My friend likes Bill Burr. What do you guys think of that? Anybody? Yeah.
Anybody? All right. So here's a good one, I think. So this is a strange one for a lot of reasons. You know, my friend wants to know. And this is top of the month, by the way. So my friend wants to know if you can get posed in different positions in a casket when you die.
Damn, I don't see why not.
Have you seen those funerals where it's called like a living funeral?
No.
Where they set up a scene that like represents who you were. Like,
dead dabbing grandpa would be the height of his kids' lives.
Well, you can set that stuff up. It's like there's pictures of a guy on a motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Dead. Staged.
That's amazing.
In like a whole corner like situation.
But that's not in your casket though. That's like,
yeah,
it's all a casket, right?
Yeah, it's like a big, it's a, your casket becomes a diorama.
Well, yeah, you get to do whatever you want in there. So I think you just have to be clear before you go. Like we should all probably take the time this weekend or when you're on vacation.
think about how you want to be placed when you're dead.
Yeah, just write it down and then maybe get like a notary to come out and just you know, see.
I mean,
it.
If you have the cash flow. Or even if you don't have the cash flow, like how fucking awesome would it be if you're like, well, it's in his will, so we have to put him in a 12-foot by 10-foot diorama of him jumping over a saber-toothed tiger. So I don't know. It's in his will.
Yeah.
Can't really do it. It's not as expensive as a normal casket, so I guess that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I would want my casket to be like a SpaceX themed rocket ship.
Right.
But like totally. Tilt it up like we're going to the moon.
Right. You know, like,
that'd be kind of cool.
I mean, because
like, think of the kids that are there. They're at least going like, man, death's not that bad. Like, I shouldn't be so scared.
That's
like,
kind of cool.
I mean, I
make it fun for the kids is what I'm
saying. Even as simple as like just planking instead of in a normal casket stance would be fucking hilarious.
It'd be cool
face
to do.
Down.
Just face down planking, like hands out.
That son of a bitch. Grandpa was
cool
a funny guy.
Also, maybe do something that's like with like a clear base.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It looked like you were floating.
Oh,
that'd be cool.
That'd be pretty fresh.
Some David Blaine shit.
Yeah, some Blaine. Blaine
I like it.
I'd actually like to have Blaine be a consultant.
I've got a good one here that I think it's pretty minor, but it's stuff I've asked myself. I mean, my friends asked me.
Sure. Yeah.
My friend wants to know,
you're bulletproof.
What do you do with your hands while you're standing?
Oh, that's a good question that I don't know if a friend needed to ask that.
Yeah, again.
I actually have, I'm perfect and I have all the answers. So like I would never show weakness by not knowing something.
Right.
Yeah, well that was a given.
That's me, guys. So my friend wants to know.
Yeah.
What do
so
you do with your hands?
Folding them.
I know. But
that
what
gives
do you guys
off
think?
A feeling of being like closed off,
right?
You know, you don't want to fold your arms. You look like a tough badass.
That's usually my move. Actually,
you look like a bouncer.
Just saying, you look like a bouncer.
That's fine. Though.
Applebee's.
Need a bouncer.
You could fold them. Fold your hands in front of you. You look a little bit like Prince Harry.
Right.
Or you could put them in your front pockets or your back pockets.
And it looks like you're either diddling your wee wee or your
well, I think
hoo-ha.
front pockets is a little bit like I'm a bit of a nerd. I'm kind of like, you know. Back pockets is like, I'm a cool Western guy.
I'm a Westerner.
Yeah, one in the back, one in the front is like...
It's really... That's odd.
You know
the Forrest Gump stance?
Yeah.
Where he puts both of his hands like on the base of his back.
And
his
Elbows
straight back.
That's
a pretty
awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty...
It's very like childish.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I've never understood. You ever see, it always happens with like people that are in medicine or like PhD students, is when they walk with their hands clasped behind them.
Ooh, I like that.
It's fucking bizarre. I don't know how you do that.
You look like an Einstein when
you're very,
doing it.
It's very contemplative, but it's really uncomfortable.
That's how I walk at any kind of Grand Bazaar situation where there's a lot to look at.
When you go to Grand Bazaar.
You must go yes. there a lot.
Any kind of a Grand Bazaar. I mean, anything from a Bed Bath & Beyond to a flea market would go under that umbrella.
A Grand Bazaar.
Bed Bath & Beyond does count as a Grand Bazaar.
I mean, there's a lot to look at. So you kind of got to like take a deep breath, stay calm, put the hands behind your back, and just try to get it in. But
what do you guys think about like the power stance of just being like, fuck my arms.
Right.
They're hanging at my side. And if you have a problem with it, take it up with my lawyer.
I don't.
Selena and Barnes.
Yeah, is there a way to casually just walk with your arms just casually at your
well,
side?
Well, walking, yes, but not standing. Just standing. Standing is that's a weird one.
Well, now everybody has a phone, right? So everyone's just looking at their phone, and that's like their crutch.
I also like the kind of like thinking man stance, right? When
like,
you kind of like hand like one hand crossed and the other hand kind of itching your chin contemplatively,
itching your beard.
In the 50s, people had a comb in their back pocket. I feel like they just combed their hair.
Yeah, they'll whip it out and start combing while you're talking.
That was the phone of yesteryear.
Smoking a cigarette would be something that maybe is not in vogue anymore.
I took a presentations class to give you like tips on how to give a really good presentation.
Ooh, I'd like and to take that class.
Their advice for where to put your hands when you're standing and you're not in front of just picture this. You're on a stage. You're not in front of a podium.
Put them down your sweatpants.
You just put them down your pants. But it's called the power stance, and you make like a diamond out of your hands.
Oh, interesting.
And then you literally, I'm getting up to show this.
Okay. Dog Booz is getting up in her denim suit.
Like this.
Oh, that's interesting.
And her hands are in front of her.
Because it brings people's eyes to your genitals.
Oh, okay.
Which is a power stance.
You want people to focus on your dick.
Yeah, so you're standing there, hands like this. You don't want to be like this. Then they'll be like, you're weak. You don't want to be like this. You're too casual. So you can either clasp your hands or this.
I'm kind of into the power intimidation move. I like the arms crossed, like, I know I'm presenting in front of you guys about technology right now, but don't fuck with me.
Don't you dare
Don't cross me, or you're going to get cut.
Or you will feel the fire and fury the likes of which the world has never seen.
How do you feel about just cracking your knuckles a lot?
Oh, I do that a lot. I got a problem with that.
So, like, during your speech?
Since we didn't have donuts today, Boobs didn't have the opportunity to eat really loudly into the mic, so she just cracked her fingers.
I gotta crack my knuckles in it.
Dog Booz, quit cracking your knuckles in the mic.
just
want you all to know, I'm pretty tough.
That's something you learn on
Dog
Booz
is
three
in
of
unbelievable
school.
Casual mode right now.
She's on vacation. She's already
my new steez, okay?
She's already in
cellulite. You get one fucking facial, and immediately you just think you can pop your knuckles into the pot.
You use a tiny Korean razor to shave all of the peach fuzz off your face one time, and then you just become a total slob.
All right, so here's another, this is actually the top of all time, and this is a question I often ask myself. My friend wants to know, how many goats does he have to slaughter to become Satan's minion?
Oh my God.
So I'm going to go with 6.
I'm going with 0.
You don't think you have to do it? Well, how do you become Satan's minion then?
I think it's a test.
Wait, okay. So you think you get into heaven if you kill the goats?
I think if I'm trying to become Satan's minion, I need to read the Satanic Bible.
I bought that the other day. I can give you guys a copy.
Yeah, I would love a copy. Right. Which I don't know its statements about animals, to be honest, but it's all about not doing harm.
Yeah.
And it not praying for change, actually making change yourself. And so I would like to assume that Satan would be saying like, okay, here are all these goats. And then you say, you know what? I won't do harm on the world to an innocent animal. And then he'd be like, exactly. Welcome to hell.
Welcome to hell. Come sit on my right arm.
Yeah. Satan sounds like a pretty chill dude.
I mean, that is actually the tenet of Satanism. People think that it's... I mean, it's not about praising Satan. It's literally
about... getting people to do your bidding for you?
Well, no, that's like the Christian interpretation of Satanism.
I'm talking about the movie The Devil's Advocate here.
That's different. Yeah.
My Bible.
I mean, the Satanism, if you... like, the Church of Satan and people that are really into Satan, they're A, nerds, 99% of the time, and B, they're like, we just don't like the dogmatics of Christianity, so we're doing the opposite, but we're actually just... like saying, hey, be nice to people and take control of your own life.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty cool.
So cultivate your own damn garden.
Gave Satan like a bad rap with the Satan.
So,
yeah, man.
So here's the answer, the top answer
oh, no.
on that one. Tell him or her that it's not about the slaughtering, it's about the fucking. You have to fuck the goats. Slaughtering them after is optional, but goat meat makes a good curry, so it's a win-win thing.
Okay.
So it's,
oh, and you have to fuck 13.
13. Got it.
Yeah.
That sounds about right. Here's a good one. My friend wants to know if there is any Japanese pornography where the women don't talk in baby voices.
Oh, that's an interesting question don't relate to.
I'm just a regular person.
I am a Japanese woman ready for the tentacles.
That's a good what I don't have an answer to that, so I would assume let's see what they say.
Yeah. Well, now my internet went out, but the first answer was
what's going on, internet?
There's an entire subset of Japanese pornography where the woman just pretends she's not getting fucked at all. She'll be like reading a book, drinking tea. Yeah. No reaction, looks completely bored, and then the guy's just going to town.
And
so that technically, they didn't answer the question.
Well, that kind of answers the question.
It does.
I mean, so it's
there's no answer that said yeah. There's some that talk in a really deep voice, but I mean, this is kind of a funny
a deep,
subculture.
Grovelous voice.
Get over here, big boy.
Yeah. I mean, I think I would. If normal people talk that way, then obviously. Or normal Japanese people talk normal, then obviously there's going to be a normal.
Yeah.
I have one friend from Japan and she talks pretty normal.
Yeah. Pretty normal.
I mean, yeah, she's cool.
That's cool.
So I guess the answer would be yes then, right? Well,
and then someone also says, watch Chinese porn. Same Asian looks with less baby sounds. And he should have said with fewer baby sounds.
Right. There you go.
Fucking people.
So maybe we end on one more if we can. I know none of us can access the internet right now.
Yeah.
So let's make one up for ourselves.
Yeah.
Then.
Okay.
What's one? All right. Let's go around the table. Friday. What does your friend want to know?
Oh,
something your friend wants to know that we can address a question.
I was more interested in asking the question. Maybe it's a little more philosophical, bro. But like, do you ever use this strategy to get an answer? Are you past the point of giving a shit? What I was saying earlier about I do think people are worried about looking weak or seeming like they don't know everything, which to me is like very strange. Like if I don't know something, I'm like, I don't know that.
Yeah. I mean, I think
and then I go try to find out and then I'm like, oh, now I know.
I think
there's a lot of people that just like would never admit not knowing something.
Yeah. I think I would always say like, I have a question about this thing.
It's good, right?
But I think that there's
the minority.
There's a lot of reasons why I think some people would be like, my friend wants to know about blank, right? Like something as simple as like therapy, right? Like you have a lot of people. I think therapy is this weird thing in society still where people are like, wait, you go to a therapist? What are you crazy? Like what happened?
What's wrong with you?
So I think it's like, you know, hey, you know, my friend like was wondering if there's like a good therapist around that, you know, maybe they could go to and talk to somebody, right? I feel like that's one of those things. Or like STD checks and shit. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's necessarily us. But
like
I think that,
pretty like personal
stuff.
I think people, yeah, I get it. And it's also like sort of an immature type of thing, right? Like after, within a certain range of age, you care a lot about feeling stupid or different or weird.
Right.
At a certain age, right? You're just like, yeah, man, like. You got any cool therapist suggestions? I got some shit I got to figure out.
Hey, I think I have chlamydia. You have a good doctor?
I got chlamydia. and I want to get through it because it burns.
Right. So
do you know what I should
My friend wants to know if I can borrow your ointment right now.
The other funny thing about this is just like in general, like just you can pretty much just Google everything now.
Totally.
I mean, do you have a friend who's like the person you go to for like
Oracle for
friend who knows all? I don't
I mean, I love the idea of convoluting I and my friend in these situations.
Me too.
Be like,
it's really funny. Yeah.
So I have a friend who wants to know, where do I put a body if I murdered it?
Yeah. Or I mean, if they did.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Exactly. This is an interesting. I mean, this is a really interesting place because it really is like
it's kind of like a coy, meek way of getting an answer when you're too embarrassed to
totally
really just and ask.
I think for people that are still novice to Reddit, this is a good example of the some of the best subreddits can do both serious and silly in the same breath.
Yeah,
and this is a really good example of that. There's a lot of people on this one. I think you said they're like 32,000 subscribed to this sub, so it's probably constantly growing.
Yeah.
But you know, you can ask really silly questions like the slaughtering of goats for Satan, or you can ask really serious things. Like I saw one that was like, is it illegal to pretend to be a 911 operator to fuck with people, right?
Oh yeah.
Which is like you shouldn't do that, but
probably illegal.
Well, but people were like, kind of depends on where you are, blank blank, so on and so forth. They kind of got in a little bit of like a good debate about it. So
yeah.
Damn.
So I think we're
this
approaching
sub doesn't need
Rogan time.
Yeah.
To be, because it's Reddit's pretty anonymous to begin with, so like you could just ask questions and nobody really know. But that wouldn't be funny. Like,
no,
of
course.
This makes it funny and fun.
Yeah, exactly.
But you also get a cool answer,
right? And there are places. I mean, there are a lot of resources on Reddit for really authentic questions about specific topics. I think what makes this one fun is that it's all camped in this like this kind of this storytelling aesthetic. Or this like cliche, which makes it funny. But you know, if you are like worried you're pregnant or whatever, if you have a real serious question,
yeah, like I'm peeing green and I'm afraid to tell my mom.
Exactly. Like there are places on Reddit dedicated to asking those things, or you could ask it here and people will take you seriously. But there are like pregnancy forum or pregnancy subreddits or whatever where you can say, hey, this is happening.
Yeah,
I'm worried. Can somebody give me an answer? And then
like
people will chime in and help you out.
Like if you have a question, my friend wants to know, do albino people have white nipples? Like this would be a good place to ask.
Very
it.
Interesting.
Huh. That's a really fun.
That's a real thinker.
That was a really
What do you
good
guys
question.
Think?
I mean, I already know the answer, so I'm asking for my friend.
That's an interesting question,
I
actually.
Would say it's probably pink. I don't think albino.
I don't think it has anything to do with melanin, right?
Yeah, it's... Yeah,
all nipples
I think
are
it's
pink.
That they have...
Unless they're
less
black.
Melanin,
right.
But not zero melanin.
But melanin is not, that's not what makes a nipple pink. That's not melanin, I don't think.
No, but I think like, wait, let me look it up.
I think nipples are a different color so a baby knows how to find it when they're breastfeeding.
That's really
it's
interesting.
Like a, it's a bullseye is what it is. I mean, that's like the evolutionary.
That's a really interesting
what
idea.
What does he say? What's the top answer?
My internet's being wacky.
Mine too.
Was that a question? Was that,
that
one
was,
of the questions?
That was,
yeah.
So we got to get back to gilding, and that person deserves a gold because that's a fucking great question.
Yeah, that one's really boiling my pickle.
Yep.
Excellent.
All right, so we're getting in Rogan time, so I think we need to wrap this one up. But my friend wants to know, great topic. I think we'll probably be here next week. We might have to phone in Boobs, or Boobs might be absent.
Yes.
Might just be Freed and I chatting while she's mimosin
and sunning the damn self.
She's taking a tour of tortilla factories.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring us back that Mexican ice. We want a 20-pound sun.
Oh, yeah. I'm
my friend
I'm
wants to
that.
Know if you can bring me Vicodin.
Oh,
yeah. My friend wants to know, if I can give you $25, give me 600 Vicodin.
Yeah.
Damn, guys. Okay, put your order.
But it's not,
in.
I mean, it's like my friend
he just
is
had
asking
surgery.
I could have that,
his doctor's
so.
Out of town. I get it.
He works at the docks.
I think I'm going to get some of those little containers that they say, like, oh, you can put the right amount of shampoo in, fill it all with Mexican water, bring it back and sell it as a cleanse.
That's a great idea.
Do you guys want some?
My friend would love.
You
to
will be shitting and
honestly,
throwing up for a week.
Every time
it's
I get
fucking worse.
Every time I get
so
sick,
bad.
The day I feel better, I always look the best.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I'm so skinnier.
I don't know, dude. It works.
The toxins are gone.
You've like slept for 4 days. Yeah. You get that rest in.
It's like you were reborn.
It is. So I'm saying diarrhea.
But
not all that bad.
My friend once told me maybe you will poop the bed at an airport Marriott Courtyard.
Oh.
There.
Well, it's not your bed.
No, that's not my story.
It's the next guy's bed.
Yeah, exactly.
It's the next guy's bed.
I don't know the details about that. All
right. Well, that's a good place to end on.
Randos? Any randos?
I can't get online.
I'll do a random from my phone and see what we're dealing with here.
Oh, I've got a quick random. I just started a new subreddit called r/adultbabies.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys are listening.
What are the rules?
The rules are very simple. Be nice. Mm-hmm. Sit crisscross applesauce. Share.
Right.
Just don't be mean to each other. It's for people who are interested in adult babies. And if adult babies happen to have an iPad.
Oh.
I don't know. In their crib. Maybe they want to go on Reddit. I doubt they would. So this might be a community mainly for people who are interested in adult babies. But I encourage you to post things about adult babies. Because right now the only two posts are from me.
I'm not sure what an adult baby is, to be completely honest.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe you should go to my sub.
Okay. All right. So I got a random. I got soccer, which is pretty generic, but is a good topic.
Cool.
If you're into soccer, there's a lot of complicated things happening. Barcelona agreed to a $150 million deal for Dembele from Borussia Dortmund, which is a fucked up amount of money.
Wow.
And Zlatan Ibrahimovic is back at Man U, so that's exciting news.
That's good.
Another random sub. Picks. Jesus Christ.
Picks.
That's not for this pod. Skateboarding. I'm just getting like
you're getting
the most
basics.
Generic ones right now. All right. So community. Man, this is like
yeah,
is this
man.
Community the show or community the
oh god, if it's the show. No offense to the show, but I really hate show subreddits unless
it's
Breaking
it's pretty
Bad.
Brutal. All right. Well anyway, so
we're not gonna do the Game of Thrones one.
Actually, you know what? We do. We had a request to do Song of Fire and Ice.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
So
maybe next time.
I did tell.
Do you
I
think
tell.
That's tricky ground because none of us are like super nerds in that category.
Well,
like, we're all like novices basically with everything.
I told our guy, Trump and Buds, I think is his name. I
just a warning, like, we're not going to be.
Good
professors.
Well, I think that one we might need to get a guest because I think that one's like a tell. Did you read it about this thing?
The big question is Jon Snow going to bone his aunt?
Yeah,
that's what everybody wants to know.
After this week's, I'm really hoping.
I think they're going to be buddies. I don't think they're going to fuck.
Yeah,
I think they're gotta fuck.
I think George is too smart to make that happen. Yeah. I think everybody knows
George
it.
George makes him fuck, but it's the producers of the show that won't let him fuck.
That's probably true.
That guy's a sick, twisted motherfucker.
I would love to see his original script, and it's all just like really filthy. Everybody's fucking, and he's like, George, we gotta change your script, man.
He's like, no.
He's
like,
this is my vision.
This is how you keep the bloodline strong. Moms and daughters and sons and brothers.
He walks into the writer's room without a shirt on.
Yeah, you're fucking gross, man.
Bring me another latte.
Alright, cool. Alright, so this is Did You Read It. My name is It's Your Dad.
I am Dog Boobs.
My Friday.
We'll be back again next week with another podcast about the internet. By way of Reddit, the subpage, or the front page of the internet. Hit us up, hi@didyoureddit.com.
How you spell hi?
H-I. And
I thought you meant H-I-G-H, like, we get high!
Maybe Friday and I'll do trees while you're gone.
But I would love
yeah, you got to do that. You got to do that one with us. So, all right. Anyway, we'll be back next week with another pod about the internet. See you next time. Bye.